Hi, I'm Julia Seidenberg, and welcome to my podcast. In my current life, I wake up every morning and check my phone. I redo my hair from the mess it had become during the night. I go into my text and read my missed messages from my group chats. I'm always the first to fall asleep, so I always have the most to catch up on. I then check in with my friends and send my good morning text. Good morning with a red heart, that's what I always say. I get ready for the day doing my morning routine, the same each day. I brush my teeth, then brush my hair, put on my leggings and a sweatshirt, and I'm good to go. I leave my room and get greeted by my little dog. She always lays down so I can scratch her stomach. When I stop, she always bites me, wanting more. I see my dad working on the computer and hear my mom as she is taking a shower. I go in the kitchen and pour a bowl of my cereal. I go on my phone again, answering Snapchats and scrolling through TikTok. I do the exact same thing every morning. I value the consistency of my routine. I always know how my morning is going to go. There's no surprises there. I know where everyone in my house is and what everyone in the house is doing. I like to wake up at 6:30 every weekend, no matter what. The same alarm wakes me up each morning. I can sense when it's almost time to wake up. Without this routine, I could not have a steady start to the morning. At times, I question if my life is boring. Is doing the same exact thing every morning not the best way to go about things? Even if it is boring, it's what I know. It's what I'm most comfortable with. On days when things do change, I honestly never know what to do. When I wake up to a snow day, I always think, what now? What am I supposed to be doing? Should I still get ready? How is one supposed to react to change? Change is like going from light to dark. In the light, you know what you're doing, but then when it becomes dark, you have no idea how to react and begin to panic. I plan to forever wake up at 6:30 and eat the same cereal and spend my time the exact same. Even if that is boring, it's not boring for me. I always wonder, what if one day I woke up without everything? What if I woke up to see absolutely nothing? I would wake up to no good morning texts and no hugs from my dog, nothing. We could no longer see our friends. We could no longer go to school. We could have nothing, nothing to live for. In this current time with Corona, life did get a little worse from how it used to be. No more going inside someone's house, no more sleepovers. There is no more school with everyone. I hope that this does not get worse. Today's poem is Back Home by Julia Seidenberg. It makes the reader feel and question their current life. It shows a person who once had the best life, and suddenly her whole life flips and there's nothing to live for. When I wrote this poem, I could not ignore the way that it made me feel sad and scared about what life is could be. I fear that this idea could become a reality, that one day I really could wake up and have this new weird life. I don't know what I would do or how I would even act and survive in this new world. I would not have fun every day in this new life. I would be stuck living, but nothing would really be going on. I would be lost in this world. What would I do? What would you do? What could we possibly do? How could we survive in a world like this? Back Home by Julia Seidenberg. Somehow in this future, surrounded by the people that were once familiar, everyone is still smiling, yet there is no longer something to smile about. Everything is normal, yet there's no longer any sense of normality. Even with all our old friends still there, everyone is alone. Everyone still lives, but what is there to live for? The once crowded schools are now vacant. The phones have no one to call. And right in every house, there is a small sense of warmth, the same of how it used to be. A frame full of memories, but yet everyone is forgotten. We are inside our old life, waiting to be able to go back home.